Welcome to Mental Health
with
I am Leo
and I am 369 Mindset.
And this is episode 2.
We're going to be blessing you with some divine sacred sounds, and we got some dope tracks from Leo 2 times.
Oh yeah. You'll be listening to Veteran and also Don't Waste My Time.
Hey. And honestly, this episode is about life is sex, or life is
sacred energy exchange.
We hope you enjoy. God stay blessed and highly flavored.
Peace and many blessings.
Yeet! Clears up the chakra systems. And my brother and I, we're going to take a deep breath in for 3 seconds. Hold it for 6. And then release the yum. Clears up the heart chakra, creating space. But I'm grateful to be here, bro.
Ashe, thank you, man. Always. We here to do it, bro. Reflections. Peace and many blessings, y'all. How y'all doing? It's your boy, I am Leo. Love, evolution, and oneness.
Hey.
Here with my reflection.
Honorable 369 Mindset. Honorable Mindset 369, and this is Mental Health.
Ashe, we're going to say that one more again. It's Mental Health, you feel me? And today's topic is Life is Sacred Exchange. Mm. And we about to get real wavy, baby.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about sex, you, baby. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things. Let's talk about sex.
You feel me? So, the taboo. How are we going to get into this? Okay. What's your perspective of sex?
So, for quite some time, especially in this now moment, I've looked at it as just stimulation, that the exchange of it, as of recently, sacred exchanges, looking at ceremonies and rituals, this is sex. We're exchanging stimulation of our mental. We're creating content. We're breaking bread. All of those things play a part in an exchange of energy. And I use the acronym SEX, Sacred Energy Exchange, with the minus the E is exchange with the X. So that's my short answer of what sex is to me.
Okay. Well, shit. You don't have to be short, but I guess so. Timely fashion. thank you for that, brother. I appreciate that. Appreciate your perspective as always. I definitely agree. I definitely want to add on to that. Um, That's how we got here, guys. It's how we got here. It's how everything got here.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to be real technical, think about it this way. This phone that we're recording off of right now, somebody within themselves tapped into their sexual energy, which is creative energy, to come up with the idea for this phone. Right. So, everything around us, even this house, even this room, was created by sex. Either mental, emotional, or physical. Just like my guy said. So, let's get into how... Okay, let's get into sexual addictions.
So, addictions or perversions are distractions from trauma, some type of trauma. Understanding of sacred energy exchange and knowing how stimulating your mental, emotional, and physical are to people, and they see that, they feel it, they want to keep you around, they want to give you things that you desire to feed your addictions. Addictions are things that you think about. You wake up, they pull your attention. They allow you to numb yourself through the transitional moments.
Yep.
I know a lot of people develop them. I know me personally, I developed them for defense mechanism purposes so that I can navigate this journey in the coolest manner possible.
Ashe. I definitely feel you on that. I relate to that because I know that I may have used porn as a way of not cheating on my girlfriend. To be completely honest with you, not cheating on my girlfriend, not being completely honest with my sexual energy because of shame or guilt behind it, which it stems from sexual trauma, and a lot of us, everybody has gone through sexual trauma. And I feel like that is something that definitely needs to be changed because, one, us as men, we definitely add to the sexual trauma when it comes to not embracing women's sexuality because we're not embracing our own sexuality, and that comes from us being stripped from our feminine energy within, which is divine, creative, sexual energy, which is love. Now, from birth.
You had said a couple things in regards to using porn not to cheat. You're still kind of cheating because you're utilizing mental sex. And unless y'all watching the porn together, unless y'all using this stimuli to build for both of y'all, you're still kind of like... putting your energy or you're putting your exchange and that those ideas or that sexual energy is being created with someone else. They call it thirst traps on yep. social media. So it's a thirst trap for a reason. It pulls your mind, which pulls your attention, and energy flows where attention goes. So being able to learn the addictions you have, because porno was one that I had. Like I'm still now, like, still into porno, but like I either watch it with a partner or I watch ones that I've made. I don't sit back and give my energy out to a Pornhub or shout out to Roxy Reynolds, who happened to be my favorite porn star in the land. I manifested her twice to be able to come into my vicinity, bro.
That's lit.
Yeah, bro, it's fucking like a club that I grew up going to. Like, I manifested. That's how much I watched her, bro. Like, and when you're giving orgasms and attention to that, energy, like I said, energy flows where attention goes. You also talked about the trauma, like, this trauma that we have, me being in the masculine vibration and being tuned in with my feminine, I get to see the trauma of other feminines that have experienced, like people seeing our light or seeing our sexual energy and engaging with it. How have you been able to, one, share your traumatic experiences and also navigate through that?
Knowing that there was strength in being able to talk about it, and knowing that talking about it, like, through, you know, just having conversations with you over the past few months, how, like, when you talk about things, you can kind of realize or feelize, as you like to say.
Realize. copyrighted
2022. Yeah. You realize different things as you talk about it multiple times. You know, you're basically, as you're speaking about it, you're reflecting on it at the same time and visualizing it. And it really helps to look at it from different perspectives as you go along in life. And just that, you know, just being able to speak about it and understand it helped.
Big ups. Yeah, communication about it is lit. So, what are some of the addictions that you think people, you outside of porn, that's one that we have in common. What do you think are some of the other addictions out there that either you've experienced directly or indirectly?
Weed. Food. Shit. Mental stimulation. Conversation. I think that is my main ones.
Weed, food, and mental stimulation.
Yep.
Those are some intense ones. Food porn, food is tied to the survival, the root chakra. Weed, that's like third eye shit, heart space shit. And mental stimuli, crown chakra.
Yep.
And conversation, throat chakra. So,
that's my Aquarius moon for you right there.
Hey, shout out to the Aquarius moon. We're going into this new moon is in Aquarius, right?
Ashe.
Yeah. I appreciate you sharing your some of your addictions. Weed is one of mine. I'm addicted to learning or remembering. Like, knowledge is like very addictive and stimulating for me. And would say, like, the metaphysics, that's still learning. I'm addicted to, like the spiritual aspect. Like, that shit is, like...
That's still mental.
Mm-hmm. Mental simulation.
Yeah.
And then also still with the physical sex, it's not so much porn anymore, but the sacred energy exchange, intentional sacred energy exchange, that's still one of my vices. Weed as well. I think I said that already.
I forgot to add that last one. I'm definitely a physical sexaholic as well.
Yep. It used to be with everyone, but like now it's because of all of the spiritual transmitted diseases that come along with just having sex with everybody in these times, mm-hmm. all the trauma that comes with it.
Facts.
I'm intentional with who
man,
I slide into.
That is why I've only had sex with one person over the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not fucking around with that shit.
Nah, I'm good.
She got to be real clean. Real cleanliness. Real next to God. Her body got to be next to God for me. No cap. That's why I'm trying to get my body next to God.
Hey,
oh, speaking of that.
Congrats on 12 days.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, we got to embrace our sexuality, man. Embrace our bodies. Embrace who we are on the inside, man. Let's keep it real. Let's be 100. All you niggas is feminine. I love how it ended right there, too.
Bruh, let's keep it real. All you niggas is feminine. 16 minutes.
I think that was...
It was 16 minutes on my phone.
And I think that was...
Showing my trueness, and I'm taking it back. Hey, I'm taking it back. Feel like stay blessed, having breakthroughs, don't hate you, but I do not want to forsake you. I'm grateful for this experience, don't hate you, cause I got too many reasons, baby, not to hate you. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 problems that I'm dealing with. I'm thinking I can heal and shit. In this woman's hair, it smell good like some peppermint. Fucked on her first date, I should've known it wasn't heaven sent. But I'm giving benefit of the doubt, no rookie to the cookie in my mind, so I think it out. Took her on a date, couldn't relate, but we can work it out. She all up in the phone, my conversation, tryna pull her out. Pull out game week, but she's so sexy. Been at it hella weeks, but she won't let me. I'm pair bonded, only do good with one woman. But if I caught the vibe right, I don't think she want it. Damn, huh? So I'm loving and she frontin', giving energy for nothing. She only here to be loved, but she here for the fucking. Maybe she like the way I rhyme, so like the money that I lost from this day. Hey, don't waste my time.
Your own style, you gon' take it, yeah. And take off like gold propellers. Be the CEO like a Rockefeller. Said I might keep the peace, but I rock your fella. I be the king of this shit like my wife's Coretta. Yeah, rest in peace. You might beat them, but you won't beat me. Boy, this shit gets real, no light TV. I flatline your girl shit like OPP. But I don't need a dough. I got the queen at home and she better than yo. Teach me things she cannot lead through, yo. She healed my mind with her touch and please my soul. I got a lot of love because I felt the pain. Before the sunshine, I had to feel the rain. I'm just focused, mind is open to some better things. I'm done with hanging out with niggas that'll never change. My flow is better, my girl is wetter, my pen is cold, so get to sweater. The clouds are clear, I changed the weather. This man is God, I'm here forever. I'm taking off, don't touch my fellas. Bitch, big grizzly, I do this with no effort. This shit too easy, like four letters. I freeze up the game just like cold weather. Man, I'm done with this shit. Cut this whole record. And
to the second segment of Mental Hill with LEO Love Evolution Oneness and the Honorable Mindset 369. You were talking about, let's keep it real, all you niggas is hip feminine.
Mm-hmm. Big facts. And what I mean by that is there is a divine spirit within us that is guiding us. And most of us are ruled by the matriarch of either. Actually, we are controlled by the matriarch of our mothers, our grandmothers, and our great-grandmothers. And especially when they pass on, they're really guiding us on a deeper level, on a DNA level. Look, it's 9:44 as I speak. And that divine spirit is feminine. And before you were born, you were feminine. So therefore, your essence, your divine spirit within is feminine. Now, not saying that you don't have a masculine spirit within, because that masculine energy is, let's just say it like this. You know how we have those two snakes within us? It's called our kundalini. That's the masculine and the feminine spinning around each other like the yin and yang. So therefore, we do have, both, of course, our spirit is masculine and feminine. But the one that's really guiding you is the feminine spirit. And your masculine basically takes those orders and goes out to accomplish the mission. Y'all both need it at the end of the day. So, yeah.
Yeah. Being able to identify both of the frequencies inside of us is huge. Knowing what we learn from our moms, what we learn from our dads, what we learn from our positives, our negatives, like how you talked about the yin and the yang, and being able to articulate that, communicate that to the world is one of the biggest bridges or hurdles to overcome when you're healing your trauma or you're on your road to your truth. We talked about it in the last segment about things we're addicted to, and I have been studying like the masculine and feminine exchanges and the flows, and when people trauma bond or people trauma dump, or they people are super hyper positive, whereas everything is about love and light, like there's nothing negative ever happened. I'm like,
that's a false reality.
Yeah, like, and just being able to calibrate that. It's first being able to know that there is a masculine and a feminine inside of all of us, and inside of every bird, inside of every tree, it's in everything. And the more that you know about yourself, the more you can fall in love with yourself.
Yep. Because I'm also figuring out that the masculine energy within us, because I saw a post that said, your body is not outside of you, it's actually within you. Which makes perfect sense, because we have an emotional body, we have a mental body, we have an astral body, we have a physical body, we have all these different bodies,
mm-hmm.
which is the masculine. It protects whatever is on the inside of it. Just like the masculine on the outside in the 3D world is here to protect the divine feminine. So, and that's what our bodies do. It protects the divine feminine within us.
Hmm.
So, the masculine is the body and the mind. And the body and the mind is guided by the divine feminine, which is the emotions and your inner world. And when you have them, when you have that guidance, and you are in alignment with that guidance, that is divine union between the divine masculine and feminine within. Yeah, that's my perception. Thank you for letting me share that.
Hey, you're most welcome, bro. This is the exchange of sounds. This is why podcasts are important. Me being non-binary and communicating that, I go hard when to articulate in a world where most people may not over or understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you talk about the bodies, I'm immediately in my sound healing world. We call them kosher bodies. And then different koshas, each kosha is attached to chakras and meridians and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to hold space for stories, being able to hold space for time travel, being able to hold space for what they call weird sounds, it's all, I was talking to Unc about this yesterday, it's appreciated. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want to create projects. That's why, like, when I first got around you, I was talking about the non-binary. That's why even this podcast, I was like, bro, I'm glad that you took it and you started manifesting more of it. You was talking about all the people that you want to bring into it and interview. And I'm like, yes, 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 because you're listening to the stories we're sharing. You're listening to the unfoldment of our world, no matter how much you get it or don't get it. You are creating enough space for it, that's how we can help a lot of people that's connected to us. We got a mixtape coming out. We doing community development work. You put us in the right direction with transformative pathways, because even with that is establishing identity. A lot of people, we run into these situations because there's a lack of identity, and how you was saying, like, there's a matriarch inside of all of us, grandmas and great grandmas. What up, grandma?
Mm-hmm. Ashe.
So So you're most welcome, bro. See how I catch your sounds and then I'm like, poop, give it back. Yeah, and you had said it earlier too. You was like, yeah, the hook to a song, it like sets the tone for the rest of the bars.
It's the bridge between verses.
It's the bridge between the verses.
And literally, and when you actually like put it together, you have the bridge, which is the bridge between the verse and the chorus. So, or it's the breakdown of a song between the verse and the chorus. So, making music is kind of teach you a way of life when you're writing songs.
Big facts.
And that's also energy exchange. And to me, when you're writing music, when you really want to think about it, when you get real deep, it's sacred exchange with yourself. It's you getting in tune with your inner world and channeling it, and channeling different spirits within, channeling the 144,000. And letting them speak through you. So really you're having sacred exchange with all of them.
Mm-hmm. biggest facts. And I'm glad you brought it back full circle to what we were talking about. The first topic in the first segment. Mm-hmm. Of having that sacred energy exchange, that sex. Being in tune with your masculine or feminine allows you to have it freely and openly with people, places, and things that may be masculine or feminine or identify non-binary or androgynous. It's a powerful thing when you are not closed off and you're open. That's what a lot of our people are getting hung up on, and we talked about the addiction of porn, and I think you and your uncle posted about TikTok where the guy was like, you play with yourself, right? And he's like, then you jerk off a man, you play with the man, the man's penis. He was like, no, I don't play with, no.
I didn't see that one.
but it's just like you, by engaging with yourself.
Yeah, with yourself, you're engaging with a man.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Your feminine aspect is engaging with your masculine. Go ahead.
Thank you for bringing this up, bro. Thank you. Because now we can bridge that together. Mm-hmm. Between sacred exchange between yourself and when it comes to fashion. Mm-hmm. And how you look at yourself in the mirror. Who do you think is attracted to yourself?
Yourself.
Yourself. Me. And who do you think that energy is? You think it's just, oh, it's just your masculine energy that likes you? No, it's your feminine energy within you that likes the masculine body and what it can do for the feminine within. Aha. And you definitely turn yourself on. Am I right or am I wrong? Yeah, I'm right. I know I am. And when you turn yourself on, you're like, oh, I want to dress my avatar up. Boom. Why? Because you know that you're going to attract other people that's going to like how you look. Because you already like how you look. And it also applies to loving yourself. If you don't love yourself first, then nobody else is going to love you.
No, big facts. No, I was just looking at the time. Being able to appreciating your freshness, getting fly, being able to appreciate getting into the booth and harmonizing and speaking your truth, like, all of that is stimulating who. It's like your inner self and your ego, your spirit, your soul, the other bodies. I enjoy how I look above how people feel I should look, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I can appreciate those that appreciate how they look, regardless of
the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I feel you. Oh, I feel you on that so much. Because when it comes to, like, me and fashion right now, like, I was talking to you about it last week. When it comes to, like, spending hella money on clothes, I'm not going to do that. I'd rather go to a thrift store or, you know, somewhere like Ross or Marshall's, to where you still getting designer stuff. It's just on sale. And to me, I'd rather do that than go and spend hella money on this European, Eurocentric, you know, just these people who really don't care about the native people of the land anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'd rather just dress my avatar up in stuff that I think looks dope to me and that I have always been in love with since I was a kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Big facts.
Yep.
Dressing the avatar up. We're in the 5-minute warning. Just a recap. We overstood that sex is more than just physical.
Yep.
It's emotional, mental. What were some other things that resonated and stood out to you throughout this episode?
Knowing that even though we have these masculine bodies, we are still feminine, whether we like it or not.
Whether we like it or not. Addictions are a part of the process. Identifying your addictions or perversions, distractions are very important.
Ashe. Very. Yeah, definitely. That's why I don't judge anyone who does have addictions. Because I understand.
We all got them. We all got them. Being able to learn from our mothers and fathers. Being able to really fall in love with ourselves and designing our avatar or documenting our avatar the way that we desire it to be.
Yeah. This all goes into mental health, because if you know that it is okay to be feminine and to have emotions and to be in tune with your inner world and to have control over your emotions and have that discipline, that really helps to get to know who you are and to just apply that in your life and to not be afraid of who you are and your sexual energy, because sexual energy is creative energy, and we create all the time, good or bad.
All the time we're creating, good or bad. So love yourself, And remember that. Either you see the God in all or you don't see God at all. I am the Honorable Mindset 369 with my homie in Divine Reflection.
I am Leo, Love, Evolution, and Oneness.
Hey, this has been an episode of Mental Health.
We're going to end that out one more time. This has been the podcast,
Mental
Health. You dig me?
Yeet.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Ja.
Ja. Y'all stay blessed in flavor, you know.
I love myself.
Me too, man. Myself. And we got a couple more seconds. Almighty Potty May Hung.
I am because we are.
Yeah, can you do that in one of your song voices? In one of your melodies?
I am because we are.
Yeah.